Okay. So Siman Kuf Aleph. We're not going to really cover a lot of some of the really detailed prate halachas. We're not really going to cover. We'll cover more of the klalistic inyanim. So in the general din of chicharul iskabed, there's not a lot of gemara at all. Only one or two mentions of it. And then it's the discussion is really in the poiskim of what really fits into the category. So the Gemara says after the sugya, after the Gemara said that the Gida Nasha is a berya and it's not batal, the Gemara discussed the case of a chatichas nevela that was nesariv and wasn't batal. The Gemara asked why it wasn't batal. The Gemara said because it was roi l'skabi. A mocker that roi l'skabi is not batal. Again, we assume that all this is the rabbanon. This whole din that chaticha chashuva is not batal as midrabbanim, and the rice it's still batal b'raif. We actually didn't mention this this part of the halacha, so we'll mention it later on in the shir. That will fit in better. There's a different gemara in Avodah Zara that discusses some of the discusses a case of, I don't know if it's davar shem minyan or the skabi that kind of mixes together the two. And it says that it enumerates things that are not batal, and it says that a piece of basar b'chalav, a chashav, a piece of basar b'chalav won't be batal, but it sounds like that's because it's also asar b'hanah. So that sounds like that has to be one of the conditions. But stam, a piece of nevela, that's what l'chur, what comes out, pashup shot of that sugya, stam, a piece of nevela, would be able to be batal shapir, even though we're dealing with a chashav, a piece, or a davar shem minyan type of piece. So the Beis Yosef points out that probably the Rif understood that this sugya was a stira, and that and therefore he never really quoted the din of chicharul l'skabed. He probably held it will only have that special chumrah by basar b'chalav where it's asar b'hana. But Tosfos did not hold like that. Tosfos held that the regular din like our gemara that's roi l'skabed is loy batal. Why did the Gemara over there discuss, talk about Isser HaNoah? Because that was what the Mishnah was talking about a case of something which is Asser HaNoah. So that's why he mentioned it over there. But that wasn't as one of the conditions that would be required for it not to be batal. And that's the way we paskin that the regular chicharul iskabed is loy batal. And on the other hand, the place can point out like a chiddush in this din. You might have thought that if you have, let's say, a piece of basar b'chalav, you have an iser hanah, that's this chaticha chashuva, which is asar b'hanah, that's nisarev and chatichas kseir, so you might have thought that it doesn't have the chumra of ruil iskabed, because since it's asar b'hanah, so you can't give it to an oirech, because it's asar b'hanah. So the answer is we go basar basra. We go basar lu yitzuyer. There would theoretically be a bittel, and then it would become mutter. Is it chashev that you would give it to an oirech mechubad? Then if the answer would be yeah, then it's considered chadicha reil iskabed and it's loy batal.
Is it that technically if it would be batal, it would be mutter, then it's chadicha reil iskabed, or since now you're being mevatel it?
No, the din is that it's loy batal. Because it's roi l'skabed, it's loy batal.
Right. In other words, but why? Because if I would be mevatel right now, it would be mutter, or since technically I could be mevatel.
No, it's a circular thing. It's a theoretical thing. If it would be batal, it would be, and then it would become mutter to give. So it's chashuv to give to an erech mechubad. So then, that's known as going basar basra. The Prima Gadon points out, you go basar hashta as well. He's mitzayin also Hilchos Chanukah. We had last time in Hilchos Chanukah, we have again. If you have a neir, of Chanukah, that's nesarev and neiris of Chol, so alta neir of Chanukah, on Chanukah, this is like a davar shebe minyan. It has a certain chashivas. After it would be batal, there is no chashivas, specific chashivas to the neir. So the Ramah paskins that it's not batal. It has the chashiv. That was after it would be batal, it would lose its chashivas. So you go basar hashto also.
Yeah, for what?
It's not that you only go basar basra. You go basar basra and you go basar hashto.
What do I mean by saying I go basar hashto?
As long as it's chashuv, either roi l'skabed or davar shebe minyan, now or after. Because it's only chashuv now if it wouldn't be batal. That was the opposite example. That's only chashuv koidem abitol. Acher abitol, we're losing chashivas. Once it's considered an heir of choil, it no longer one heir doesn't have any chashivas. An heir of Hanukkah, one heir has a chashivas because it's meminyan. Okay, so you go both. Oh, sounds like supper's going to be upstairs today. Gevaldik. Okay. The Prima Gadim of Psicha has a chakira. Oh, good. The Prima Gadim of Psicha has a chakira like this. Is when we talk about an oirich, it's roi lechabed lefnei oirich. Does this mean only oirich Yisrael, even oirich goy? What's an afkemina? Let's say you have a chatichas baser b'chalav, a chaticha rashuva, it's aser b'hanal, and it's nisariv in not chatichas kseiros, because chatichas kseiros laachri habitul, it is roi lechabed even for an oirich Yisrael. So if you go Basar Basra, it is considered Roi L'Skabit. But what happens if it's Nesarim and Chaticha is Nevela, where even after the Bittul, it still won't be Roi for an Oirich Yisrael. It'll only be Roi for an Oirich Goy. Is an Oirich Goy considered, makes it Roi L'Skabit? And his conclusion, he quotes from the Pritoyar, and over there he just has the Chakira, but over here, in Sif Seydas Aleph, he concludes... Yeah, something which is aser bahana, but that if it's nizarv and ksheirois, then if we go basar basra, so it's still considered roi l'orich yisrael. After a theoretical bittul, it's roi l'orich yisrael. It doesn't have to be actually roi. Masha enkein, if it's nizarv and chatichas nevelois, so even after the theoretical bittul, it's still not roi for an orich yisrael. It's only roi for an orich goy. So this that it's roi for an orich goy, could that make it a chatichas roi l'skabed? And he thinks he could be Mekel. What?
But to be different, like Abba Chashivas.
No, anyway, the Taruvus is going to be Aser Bachila, but he's saying the question was whether everything is going to become Aser Bahano, because we actually forgot to mention this halacha, a very important part of the din, that when you have an Iser Hano, which is Nisarev, and it's not Batal, so then the whole Taruvus is Aser Bahano. So the chatichas baser b'chalav got mixed into the other chatichas. So let's say just like I can't eat any of the chatichas, I can't sell it. The shach says you could. That's not having hana. But let's say I can't feed it to my dog, anything like that. So if it gets this ayim in the chatichas nevela, if it does have the chumra of roi l'skabed, that will make that it's not only that the whole taruvus is not only aser b'achila, but it's also aser b'hana. Does it have the kerach to do that or not? And that's this tali on this chakira, if an oirich goy is considered roi l'skabed.
It's about the chashivas. It makes it a chashiva thing. It's different than to give it a gift. There's pieces of the rachashim to give to somebody. Exactly.
It's not so. You have this, mashal, you have this like in Hilchos Shabbos also when it comes to muktzah and stuff like that. You know, when you have a piece of meat that's only roi l'klavim, so then. No, so then it's not muktzah. But if you have a piece that's roi l'Yisrael, but you can't, but Yisrael can't eat it, so because it's roi l'Yisrael, you're not going to give it l'klavim. So it becomes muktzah, it becomes back muktzah. See, it's not the same thing, but it's a similar concept over here that. If even after the bittul it's not roi to give to a yid, then there's no chashivas in it. Even though it's mitzah de iser, if mitzah de iser, it's still not that usable, so it's not that chashiv. There are more paskins that an iser derabanan apply that chaticha roi l'skabed applies even to an iser derabanan. So. We'll come back to this prat in a second. We first have to say that the Rishayim develop a klal in Chaticha Roi L'Skabed that it only applies by Yisr Machmas Atzmi, not by Yisr Balua. The logic being very pashut, the whole vart is that it's chashivus. So if you have a treifus steak, so that's why it's not batal. But if you have a kosher steak that was fried in chalev, that mixed into the kosher steaks that were fried in shuman, so it is batal because the Isser is the Tam Chelev Shavoy. So that's the Isser, what's being goyrim the Isser in the steak is not chashiv, so therefore it doesn't have this chumra that it shouldn't be allowed to be batal mitzad its chashivos. If the whole Isser, which is being goyrim the Isser, is not really chashiv, it doesn't carry this chumra. There is the Rav Yosh, quoted in the Shach, does not hold this way. The Rav Yosh holds that once I have a steak, and this steak is asr be'achila, so mali that if the steak was asr be'atzmoy or it became asr, if I can't eat, if there's an isr to eat this steak, and it's inside of another steak, so it shouldn't be bottled since there's an isr steak, and since it's chashev, it can't be bottled. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin like that we're going to view this steak as, you know, as be'etzem kosher, and this, because the Isser Shabbat is not royal iskabit. The exception to this is Basar Bacholov, because by Basar Bacholov, like we know, since it's Shneim Heter, so when you create the Isser of Basar Bacholov, the meat itself is part of the Isser. So you do have a Davar Chosher, which is Be'etzem Aser. Now the question is, well, what would happen if you hold Chanan B'Shari Surim? Should you hold that, since you say Chatichan Asnaveda B'Shari Surim, so now you also have Trefa meat, Harari, you have to be Mevatel the meat. So the Mechaber says no. That even though you have to be Mevatel the meat, that's just a din in being Magdil the sheer bittel. But the meat is not Be'etzem Aser, and therefore won't have a Chumra of Chatichan Iskabi. That's how we paskin like that. The question is, what would, and Eli was mo'er this earlier, what would Rabbeinu Tam hold? No, it was mitzad chaticha nasis nevela, we're not compelled, that's a davar barer, like the Mechaber says, we're not compelled to say that even if I hold chaticha nasis nevela b'shari serim, that's not going to force us, chaticha nasis nevela is not going to force us to say chachir ulis gabi. Because chaticha nasis nevela could just mean that we have a higher shear to be mevatel the plata. But not necessarily does it transform the piece of meat into a piece of iser, that we have to view it as a trefa piece of meat be'etzem that should carry this chumra chticha ulis gabi. But maybe tam ke'ikr can. So the Prima Gadim over here suggests, as in the psicha he says it's not necessarily true, but over here the Prima Gadim suggests this idea that according to Rabbeinu Tam or Rabbeinu Chaim, that mikoyach tam ke'ikr, it's iser, it's heter nepech liyos iser, and therefore I'm loika kol kazay shabay, that means that it did turn into iser. So mali that it wasn't aser mitchilas briyasai, we're not talking about beria, you know. So lemaisa, it's actual treif of meat. It's not just that I have to have a larger shear bittel beside a psachumer derabonon that it's a lasa the baser b'chalav or whatever, like something like that. But you're talking about chananda eraisa that the meat turned into iser meat. So it is an iser chashuv. So over here, they suggest that l'chayr the Rabbeinu Tam would be forced to say that. But in the psicha, he says no. He says. He says it's pashat. It's very, very pashat that one is not totally on the other. Without giving too much asbara, but that's what he says. So we said before that it applies to an iser derabanan. But it still has to be Issa Machmas Atzmis. That leads to the big question that the Taz deals in Sivkat and Dalet is how do we view Gvinas Akum? Gvinas Akum, a block of Gvinas Akum that's Nisariv in a bunch of blocks of kosher of cheese. So let's assume that it's a chashev block of cheese. So is it going to be bottle or not? So first of all, there's different aspects, there's different layers to the Shaila. So the first basic question is you have to establish, can a piece of cheese be considered roi l'skabed? The Marshal holds no for two reasons. Number one, you don't eat kedei sviya of it. Cheese you'll use as a garnish to sprinkle it on or onto the pizza or something like that. But you're not going to sit and eat your full meal and fill yourself up on cheese. And he understands that roi l'skabed means that it has to be the main dish, you know, like a steak. You know, that's you're filling yourself up on the steak. Doesn't mean you're not going to get it with other foods also, but the cheese is mamish just meant to smear on your bread, to put on the cracker. It's not, that's not like the, V'oid, he says, how's it shaykh that you're being mechabed and oirich when there's the mir hamatzi of people that are allergic to cheese and it hurts their stomachs and they're going to say no thank you. So it's considered roi l'skabid when there's a good percentage of people that are going to tell you no thank you. So therefore, it's not shaykh to say that it's considered roi l'skabid. We don't accept that. We hold that roi l'skabid, it doesn't have to be mamish that you're eating k'dei sviya just from the food itself. As long as this is served part of your dish, and this is a significant thing, and you serve it to a chash of a person, this is could be roi l'skabid. This that some people don't like it, for that person, he'll say no thank you. It doesn't make it not roi l'skabid that you're not going to serve. No one says I'm not serving pizza because I know that some people are allergic to cheese. That person who's allergic to cheese will make a special arrangement for him. Yeah. If you live nowadays, they have, the schools, that the whole school you're not allowed to serve peanuts, and the whole school you're not allowed to. There was recently a lawsuit that somebody was bringing that the guy tanned he was allergic to deodorant. And go to school. After she was suing the school, I don't know. I don't remember the details of the case now. But it was a. Let's be mamsha with the shayla. So we established that theoretically, if you have a block of treifa cheese, it could be, if it's a chash of a block of treifa cheese, it could be roi l'skabid. The question is, what kind of block of treifa cheese do you have? So we know that non-kosher milk, say it's from a tamid animal, can't turn into cheese. It won't turn into cheese. So it has to come from a kosher animal. So what could be a problem with the cheese? The problem could be, perhaps, either that it came from a treifa, meaning a kosher goat, let's say, but it had a treifa. So the milk from that treifa is also aser. So that's how you can have a treifa block of cheese. Or it's kosher milk that was humad be something, either b'chol of treifa or b'kevas nevela, something like that. So now, in theory, if we disagree with the marshal and we hold that cheese could be roi l'skabid, if you have cheese that's made out of chol of treifa, we'll all agree that could be roi l'skabid. Besides for the marshal, we'll all agree. But what happens if you have a block made out of kosher cheese, and the problem is because it was the davar hamaimid that was used was problematic? You used kevas nevela, you used the chol of treifa that was in the keva. Let's say the calf drank chol of treifa and used some of that chol of treifa that was sitting in the stomach and used it to be maimed. So now already says the Taz, so this would be considered balua. Right? Because the whole block is made out of kosher milk. So this that I can't eat it because it's a davar maimed loy bottle. But this should really be considered Isser Balua. He quotes the Isser Vahater who holds that it will be considered like Isser Machmas Atzmai. So the Prima Gaon teaches that it could be that Isser Vahater holds that Davar HaMaimed is different. Because since Davar HaMaimed is like Be'en, so we're going to view it worse than Isser Balua. But Pashtus is not like that. Pashtus is that we're going to call it Isser Balua. So if it's Isser Balua, it shouldn't have the Chumbach Ticharu L'Skabi. So now let's carry that over to Chaticha, to Gvinas Akum. Why did the Chacham ask Gvinas Akum? Because they were afraid that remind Kevas Nevela. So if your Taka used the Kevas Nevela, so then this cheese, could this cheese be Isser Machmas Atzmai? Yeah, because it's Basar B'Cholav issues. If it used the Kevas Nevela, so Basar Nevela with Cholav is Basar B'Cholav. So then it could be Basar B'Cholav issue. So then theoretically it could be Isser Machmas Atzmai. But if they were Maimed Basavim, so we're not going to really call it or other in places that they're maimed basavim, so Chacham anyway asserted it was a davar shav minyan. Chachamim asserted all gvinas akum, but if there was really no acute concern of actual basar b'chalav, so then we're going to, or let's say that even if it was a maimed nevela was used, but there was more than shishim, so the basar b'chalav problem was away. The only problem that remained was the davar hamaimed be'isr loy batal. So then it would be Isser Balua. That's what the Tas Tain is. And even when you're dealing with Gvinas Akum, if you establish that there's no issue of Basar B'chalav with that Gvina, okay, so then the only problem is remaining with that Gvina would only make it to be an Isser Balua, and therefore it would be able to be Batal in the others. And then Shachar, the Gvinas Akasav, says no. That, how are you looking at it? You're looking at it from, I don't even want to say from the top or not from the bottom, you're looking at it, that what's the problem with this cheese? Why is this cheese Asser? So it has Isser in it, like how it was made, and that's not how you're supposed to look at it. If I were to ask you, why is it Asser for you to eat this cheese, you're going to answer me one answer. It's Gvinas Akum. So it's not an Isser Balua of Nevela. The reason I can't eat this cheese is not because it's Balua of Nevela. The reason I can't eat this cheese is because there's an Isser Derabbanan called Gvinas Akum. This cheese is Asser Be'atzmoy. It's also mitzad atzmoy mishum gvinas akum. True, it's only an issur derabbanan, but like we said before, it applies to an issur derabbanan, so who cares? And therefore, the shach tain is, it won't be batal. What, are you allowed to eat pachas mikashir of an Isser Derabbanan?
That would be different than if you say Hanan Mishayisur. That's also Midrabbanan.
I don't know. That's something. No, Hanan is not a new Isser. The Isser, when I eat a potato that's Balua B'chelev, what's the Isser for me to eat this chelev? For me to eat this potato, Isser is chelev. Am I eating chalev? No, I'm eating, there's a blia of chalev. So that's called balua. But now, for me to eat this cheese, what's the isser? It's not a suffic isser deiraisa that it has a blia of it. It's an isser derabbanan called vinas akum. So that's called an isser ba'atzmoy. Not an isser balua. And looking at mitzad, why the chachamim made their gzeira, it was mitzad a blias isser deiraisa. It's a blias isser deiraisa, but as far as we're concerned, it's a isser atzmoy. It's an Isser of an Isser Derabbanan. So we mentioned before about since the whole din of Chticha Rileskabed and the same thing we had in last Simin of Berida is only Mederabbanan, so you can be Mekel Misafik. If you have a Suffik, whether or not something is in the category of Rileskabed, so then you could be Mekel Misafik. But we have to understand, the Taz pointed it out, we just have to say it out to make sure everyone knows it, is that. That means when you have a suffix in the din of Ruile Skabed, or the suffix in the din of Beria. You have a Vada Isser, and it's a suffix whether or not it fits into the category of Ruile Skabed. So then you could be Mekel. If it's Nisarev, it's Batal Beroiv. You want to know maybe it's not Batal Midrabanan, so we could tell you, since it's only a Dindrabanan, you could be Mekel and say that it really is not Ruile Skabed, and therefore it's really Batal. But if you have a vadai chichiri deskabi, let's say you have a steak, and it's a suffix if it's from a trefa animal, so then you have to be machmir, because the suffix is on a din deiraisa. Is it trefa steak or is it a kosher steak? I the achrei that the steak is nesarev into other steaks, it's batal b'roiv min ha-toira, and the isser to eat all these steaks together, the isser that remains is only an isser derabbanan. So I can say, wait a minute. Whole isser for me to eat these steaks is an isser derabbanan of chachiru l'skabit. In other words, that was preventing me from the bitl to happen, and I had a suffix if the steak was treif. So now let me. So it comes out sacha koil. I have a suffix isser derabbanan. It doesn't work that way. The suffix is on a deraisa issue. Your suffix, your doubt was whether or not the steak is kosher or not. That's a suffix deraisa. You have to go to chumran there. Now every shaila that develops after that, the fact that it was nesarev later. And it only developed into an Issa Darabana, and that's called an Issa Darayisa Shenis Galgalias, a Suffolk Darayisa Shenis Galgalias Suffolk Darabana. And the rule is, the Klaus Vexveka, that we have to be Machmer on the Darayisa question, and every subsequent, even though it develops later into a Din Darabana, we can't go backwards and say, oh, wait a minute, now let's be Makel on our Suffolk. Okay? So there is the question of whether or not a kedei klipa. The Rama says that a kedei klipa, if the chaticha was neser a kedei klipa, it's batal, because the klipa is not really liskavi. So the question is, what do you mean? The klipa is not really liskaved. How did you, if you're dealing with an iser kedei klipa, you're obviously not dealing with an iser machmas atzmai. If it's a treif of steak, the whole steak is aser. If it's a kosher steak that became aser because you salted it with chelev or whatever with someone's iser, that's already iser balua. So what are we talking about here? So the Shach explains already. You must be talking about that basar b'chalav, that you were, so how do you have basar b'chalav that's kedei klipa? So the way we paskin, that irui, shaloi nifsacha kiluach is mevashal kedei klipa, so that's the case. And if you pour hot boiling milk onto a piece of meat, so then that's going to be, it's going to aser the meat kedei klipa. So now that piece of meat, even though it's a chash of a piece of meat, but if that piece of meat gets mixed into other pieces of meat, so then it's going to be batal. Because it's not the whole piece of meat that's aser, it's only the klipa. And the klipa is generally not roi l'skabi. If you have a case that it's such a big klipa that the klipa itself is roi l'skabed, then all the then it would aser all the pieces. Then you'll have to then you have to throw away all the klipas from all the pieces. So you wouldn't aser all the pieces because one piece is aser kedei klipa. It means all the pieces will become aser kedei klipa. That's how we...
Even if you didn't take off the clip, even if the clip is still connected to the original chaticha?
Yeah, but why would you have to aser all the pieces? You have to aser all the chatichas.
When the clip is going to be aser the other clipas, when the clip is chashev, it's while the clip is still on the chaticha, or only if the clip is off?
No difference. If it's the clip is off and it got mixed into a bunch of other little clipas.
It says that. Take off the klipa, we consider
chashev. And that's how you want to be magdir. In other words, that only the klipa, if the klipa on its own is chashuv, then it would have the din of roi l'skabed. Rabbi Vosner likes this. He asked it the other year, that little Taz guy gets lost in the shuffle. What if you have gribbiness, you have the Pesach, they make it. Meaning, the concept is when you have something which is not roi l'skabed, huh?
He gets excited with these types of things.
Something
small, he loves it. Like one small shaf, one small taz, he has to find.
Yeah. So if you get into the so if you have something which is each. In other words, it's the derech to serve a bunch of things together. Let's say, I guess that would be for us, that would be like chicken nuggets. Let's say you have chicken nuggets that became basar b'chalav. You had a chicken breast that became basar b'chalav and you turned it into chicken nuggets and you made 100 chicken nuggets and 10 of those are basar b'chalav ones. So each piece, each chicken nugget on its own is obviously not chashev. But to serve even to chashuva people, you could serve a serving size full of chicken nuggets, you know, as a main dish. So maybe it could be considered.
He said 100 chicken nuggets.
So maybe it could be considered achtichah l'skabed or not. So that's the question Taz deals with that in Sivkot and Yud and Kodesh HaKesef. And some want to say that it could be considered roi l'skabed because when you serve it together like that. And others want to say no. Once it's cut up, each one certainly can't. And there's room to suggest that even if you have the chicken breast and you plan to cut it up into chicken nuggets, see the chicken breast. Could also be bottled because you plan to cut it up. And then others want to say no, that well, while it's a breast and it's still roy to serve, those you could serve it still as a piece of schnitzel, so then it's for the skabed and only, but after it's cut up, even if it's a derech to serve it together, even if you would serve it a bunch of pieces together, it won't be considered. The other...
I thought it was the nechtika means and you serve one of those pieces.
No, so if you're only serving one less amount of balak, then it's not going to be really it's not really niskamet to serve one.
Yeah, it's the shaila. If it is in
the no, in a case that it's not really niskamet to serve one, but it is really niskamet to serve a few. Is that still considered really niskamet? Small pieces. So that's not called. You know, in terms of bittul, we're judging piece by piece, and each piece. I'm judging. I want to know each chicken nugget if it's mutter or aser. So each chicken nugget is not really the ska base, therefore it's bottle on the other chicken nuggets. If it's a steak, so each steak, the steak can't be bottle, but the chicken nugget could. Like, it's not a hard story to understand. What do you mean? I don't know, but it's not chayzer v'neir mibitulay. That's a meferish mechaber. We didn't say it yet. So we'll say it in a second. Another very important machloikus is what's the hagdara? What's the exact hagdara of chaticha v'liskabit? So the Ran's shita is that it has to be that you could serve it to an oyach k'moy shuhu. That's the chashivas that you're serving it. Okay, if it's not yet ready to be served, then it's not doesn't have that chashivas. And therefore, even if it's not yet cooked, it's mamish ready, if that's mamish a steak, and the steak gets mixed in the treif steak and the kosher steaks, if it's in the freezer, it's fine, it's bottle. Only when they're cooked steaks, that's when it's a problem. And the Rosh says no. It has to be roi, it says. It's the chashivas is not the actual serving it. We don't care if you're actually serving it in it. And once you have a cooked steak and it's cold now, so you're not going to serve it, you're going to warm it up, and it's so lost now. If it's nisarv now that it's cold, the chashivas is that it's roi lekach to it's showing on its chashivas. So you could make out of it a chashiva portion. That means it's a chashiva piece of meat. So therefore, even if you have a whole animal, so it's for sure going to be chashiv. If one steak from that animal is chashiv, so koshkin the whole animal. Those are two shittas. And the Ramah's machriya that, in other words, we paskin that it has to more or less be servable to, I'm sorry, we paskin that it doesn't have to be servable as is, meaning as long as it's potentially. But on the other hand, we draw the line that, you know, when you're talking about something that in order to prepare it to serve is going to be a big avoida, so then it's not considered really l'skavid. So therefore, he says, you have an uncooked piece of steak, so that's chtichah v'liskabit. But if you have a whole sheep, and you have to take off the skin, and you have to, so that's already a big avodah to prepare it, so that's bottle. You have a chicken with the feathers. So if you shecht a chicken, you shecht a bunch of chickens, and then they get mixed, and one is a treifa, and they get mixed up into a bunch of other ones. So if they're with the feathers, so then they're going to be bottle. If you found out that one was a treifa after the feathers were taken off, so then they're all aser. But if you found out that one was a treifa when they had the feathers, so then they're batel. Now you take the feathers off, it's fine. There's no din chayzer v'neir in our type of case. It's a different type of chayzer v'neir. There's no in this case. There's no chayzer v'neir. Understand? It wasn't his batel and it's mutter. You're not adding more iser to. That was the answer to your question.
So, just one thing you said earlier. It's not upstairs. Comes up from Gvina. Is it like to answer the Marshal Shita? It doesn't have to be the main dish. Does it have to be the main dish of the deal of the meal? Is that what comes out like from Gvina? You don't just, most normal people don't just like eat cheese.
No, it doesn't have to. Not like the mashal. It doesn't have to be the main dish.
But it has to be what? It has to be like a chashuva item that you would serve at a meal?
Yeah, in other words.
What's the gather nowadays? Like sometimes you can.
Oh, say, it's very, very, very important. I have to say that. I don't want to forget.
If you, the
gather, I'm saying what's an orach chashuv is. you judge, which are chashuv, I guess. No, the question is, we talk about all these things, the place we discuss and all the others, Shimon HaKanta, the Kurkavon, this is or that's it. So, but, and it's Hakel Kol if you have Makim Vazman. So how does that fit in with what all the discussion of the place, what's considered in this Kavit and what's not? Okay? That's a very Yisoidistic Kishayla. So we have a couple of mahalchim. The Minchas Yaakov, one of his answers, says that let me just double check before I say it out.
That was a 50, that was a big piece of steak. It was like 20 ounces or 24.
I think you're considered another topic, but I think you would be pretty much.
No.
You seem to be the expert.
I'll be Matzah among the swell then. I'll be a little bit of a swell.
Yeah, so the Minchas Yaakov says it's only in the Chumrah. That means to say that whatever Chazal, whatever the Poiskim conclude is Roy L'Skabed, so then it's Roy L'Skabed. Even if in your place, in your times, it sounds like it's not Chashuv, but Chazal, the Poiskim said it's Chashuv, it's Chashuv.
And one second.
The things that the Poiskim did not say, that goes with Yamakim Hazman.
What do you mean? Does that change the Yamakim?
I don't know. I have to check inside. For my sheets, I can't tell.
No, it's...
You checked?
But I guess...
You checked inside?
No, I showed it to me. I said that one second. I guess most of these things which are not chashuv are, if you think about the cases, I don't know if a society will ever really accept them to really have that problem.
Do you want to say it's not such a big nafkamina? The Prima Gadim here says that bein l'kula bein l'chumra.
Well, that's the first, and it writes in the beginning. Whatever.
Is that the, whatever the poiskim said, that it's royal eskabin, so we assume that it's royal eskabin. But if you attack or find out, you know, the question is what you have to assume. If the Poskim say, then you assume that way. Both ways.
He writes the Minchas Yaakov also. No? That's also the Minchas Yaakov's question.
This is the second way in the Minchas Yaakov, and that's the way the Prima Gadim Paskins. I wrote it as a Prima Gadim.
No, I mean, you just said the Prima Gadim says it. He quotes it from the Minchas Yaakov, both Minchas Yaakov.
Right, and then, but he paskins like this one. That's why I wrote this one as a Prima Gadim, and that one
is. I don't know where he paskins
like.
Yeah.
We all did Abana.
Okay.